from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Before we get into a report out of Miami that was interesting because it makes me wonder how confident the Chiefs are in a certain position, the three-peat stuff, I'm sure every radio hit you've done, I've got a couple this week and one tomorrow as well, and you and I are doing these, and we're always asked one thing at the very beginning, at least for me at the beginning, and it is the three-peat and the pressure. Does it exist? How much is that talked about? All that. So far at camp,
mildly.
Yeah.
Players are certainly asked about it at the podium, but
I don't
mildly think
it's going to ramp up big until mid-season, later in the year, from a national perspective. When they're in first in the AFC West, and they're one of the top two or three seeds, and it's getting the second half of the season, and that's when you're like, okay, wow, the team looks the part. You know what I mean? Like, it looks the part. They're on pace to win 12 games or whatever. You know, that's when I think the conversation nationally becomes a bigger deal. And then ultimately, once the playoffs start, that's when it's full go. You're three wins away from a three-peat or something.
So I've seen teams, like just trying to go back-to-back, being the defending Super Bowl champs, I've seen it get to them right away. I've seen it get to them gold the second that it fires up. With this team, there's no way for me to put that kind of timeline on it. Think about it. Just go back at all their Super Bowl titles under Patrick Mahomes. The first Super Bowl win, the following year, did it eat them up? No, they were one of the best teams in the league. They lost in overtime in the AFC title game. They went back to the Super Bowl that year and lost. It's not like it stopped them from getting there. They went all the way back to the Super Bowl, man. Okay, now the second time that they win the Super Bowl, what happened the year after that? They went back-to-back. So there's just no way. And people have asked me this, and I'm kind of curious what other people think. So 913-586-7610, over on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, 610 Sports KC, where the live stream is as well for the video. But, like, I'll be honest, I don't think it matters until the playoffs. Talk to me week one of the playoffs. I do not think it impacts this team or the way that they talk until then. Because they're just too used to it. I think that there's a rare thing you get to do when you're like on the Patriots level of dominance or what the Chiefs have been doing. The number of divisional titles they've won, the number of AFC title games they've hosted consecutively or been to consecutively, the number of Super Bowls they've been to in the last 6 years. I think it's hard for it to be like a lot of pressure to get back to the Super Bowl. Like, we're there every time. It's not a lot of pressure. This is how we live our life. We wake up. This is like brushing our teeth or putting our pants. It's not like, it's not new. It's not different. It doesn't feel different.
It'll get real, though, in the postseason.
And yes. Three-peat's a real thing, a big thing.
When you're three wins away, let's say, from three-peating, that's when every single interview you do and media availability you do, you get asked about that. Every single one will happen. And I think some of the veterans maybe won't impact. The question is, if you're a rookie, you're like, you know this team you're joining. So if you're Xavier Worthy, this team you're joining has won two in a row.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, I remember this happened with, you know, winning a much smaller scale, but KU's run of winning Big 12 titles. The freshman class never wanted to be the class that stopped the long streak that they had.
Yeah, the consecutive,
right?
Big 12.
And I wonder, sure, if there's in a certain way if you're a rookie this year, and who knows out of the rookie class how many are going to have an impact year one. I think Worthy and Kingsley are for sure. Heck, maybe Jaden Hicks does now with the injury stuff with Reed. So
sure,
you could have three players as rookie. Do they feel the pressure more later because they know, like, they're joining a team that's already been doing it? I don't know. That would be the only thing I could see happening earlier in the year. Otherwise, yes, it's when you're 2-3 wins away. Heck, if you're in an AFC title game and you're 2 wins away, 1 win away.
Then the pressure in the game, sure. You have more pressure, and we talked about this last year and in the AFC title game. Remember during the playoffs, we're like, who has more pressure to win this game, the Chiefs or the Bills, even though they're defending Super Bowl champions? You're like, it's the Bills.
For a lot of reasons,
it's supposed to be the team that's trying to go for back-to-back Super Bowls. It's supposed to be the team who's trying to go for a three-peat. This time, I will say, if they are in the game in the AFC title game, it's going to be, even if they're up against the Bills or the Bengals, it's going to be the Chiefs with more pressures. No,
yeah, going for history.
You're going
It's like when the Patriots were going for the undefeated season.
Yeah, more pressure on you, even though you have all the rings. It's just a slightly different scenario. And so, I have a hard time sometimes justifying putting other pressure. But, like, again, I just don't think it kicks up to the playoffs. I don't think it matters at training camp. I don't think they're discussing it a lot. I also just think it's hard to think about, what if three-time defending Super Bowl champs, when you're up here in 95-degree heat in St. Joe in shells, you know? It's hard to be thinking about that. And their schedule's been like this for the last couple of years. So when they take on the Ravens and the Bengals and have the chart, you know, they have all this difficult schedule in the first 6 weeks of the season.
Is that just because
the schedule is?
Is that just because we're, like, saying that there's pressure? Because I don't know, in the locker room, I feel like there's not that there isn't pressure, but for them, it's the exact same as it is every single year where, hey, we've done it. You know, it's a chance to three-peat, but I don't know as a player if they're in that mindset of,
not today,
well,
I don't,
like, even if they're in the playoffs, like, they want to win the Super Bowl like any other year. It's not like there's more pressure because they can win three.
But there is pressure to win three in a row because just no one's done it, you know?
Sure.
When nobody has ever done it, it is different. That level is different. It exists different. You know, like, I know that it's not it, but that's why I don't think it matters now, like, to your point, Drew, like, where I think it comes up in the week two meeting room, right, at least on that end.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.